This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine this morning.
Sean Lean is the Victorian Minister for Veterans Affairs and Local Government. Sean has spoken to us before on air. Great to have you back, Minister, but I'm going to call you Sean if that's all right. Welcome back.
No, that's great, Macca. I'm actually quite pleased when people call me Sean. And thank you, Macca and Taz, for having me today and giving me the opportunity to talk about the rate of veterans that are taking their lives and what a national tragedy it is and what veterans and families are calling for, which is a royal commission into this tragedy.
Now, this isn't a new issue, Sean. We know that. We've seen this week that the Prime Minister has moved, and I'm going to characterise it. I might have his words slightly wrong, and if so, I apologise, that he's not going to stand in the way of a Royal Commission into Veteran Suicide. Probably because crossbenchers, the Labor Party, the Greens, and members of his own government have said they will cross the floor to bring about a Royal Commission into the suicide of our veterans. Sean, why has this taken so long? What is the block here? You know, men and women who put their lives on the line for our country, come back from that service and then, in some cases, end up taking their lives because of their service and what's happened to them. How have we got to this point?
Well, I think the major concern for the federal government is some of the evidence that will come out as far as how the welfare system for veterans and their family has let down so many of them. Just let me flag the DVA federal welfare system for
that's Department of Veterans Affairs.
For some, many veterans and their families has acted like the worst type of insurance company that you ever come across. They say no three times, and then when they half say yes, you've got to swim the Nile and climb a pyramid before you get your application heard. I've spoken to many veterans and their families, and I wrote to the federal minister months ago, and my suggestion was pretty simple. Believe veterans and their families in the first place and worry about the rest of the guff later. I was going to go back to the legislation, but let me give you one example. I had a young widow talk to me about, and this is not a suicide, but I've spoken to young partners of men and women that have, their partners have committed suicide. But, a young woman told me, her husband and that his platoon, sorry if I get the terminology wrong, but his comrades were in an area overseas in a combat zone where the radiation was that high that their torches turned on without them turning them on. And every one of his comrades that were there gave a stat death to this department after this poor, unfortunate man came home and died of a brain tumour after 2 months, and his partner, his wife, gave birth to their only child 2 months later. She told me she had a team of lawyers thrown at her to stop getting help. and she's got 3 years of her soul being pulled out. So I don't think the general public really understand any of this. I think if the general public, exactly what you said, Macca, about what respect should be shown, if the general public would be outraged the way some veterans and their families are treated. So the legislation, the federal government introduced legislation to have a veteran suicide commissioner. It wasn't going to get up on the upper house. The commissioner, the veterans and their families believe that the commissioner is just about having someone look at a suicide after it's happened. A Royal Commission is getting all the evidence out and then going from there. And sure, they take time, but look at the Royal Commissions in recent times, around mental health and domestic violence. They take time, but then they work.
Sure, and I'm not clear why there's resistance to actually having this Royal Commission. I mean, we have Royal Commissions for almost everything.
Because it might find something out.
I think getting back to, and look, when I wrote to the federal minister, what I said to him, this has not been political. This system has been pretty bad for 100 years. So all governments of all flavours have failed to actually address a system where, one of the partners of a veteran who unfortunately took his life told me the story, and actually the coroner actually said that DVA had some influence on this poor man taking the action that he did. He came back with an injury from a combat zone. He wanted help. He went through the ringer. He took his own life. And then a week later, the DVA put a payment into his bank account after he was dead.
Jeez.
You can imagine, there's a lot of issues with veterans that don't get aired.
Sure, and give us a sense better of the numbers. What sort of percentage of veterans who come back experience, trauma of some sort, and what percentage have suicide?
Oh, look, it's at a rate that's, it's multiple.
Much higher than the rest of society, isn't it?
Of course, Taz. And the thing is, there's underlying issues that need to be unearthed. And, I'm not going to pretend anywhere to be an expert, Macca and Taz, because I don't know who is at the moment. But what I know is that, in Parliament, I think a week ago, Federal Parliament, a motion went through to establish a Royal Commission. Macca, your comments about the PM saying he won't oppose a Royal Commission or whatever these words were. I believe, speaking to a lot of people in the last few weeks, they have no intention to do that. The motion went through, yes, because some of the people in the government didn't want to be seen to be voting against it because they passionately believe it should go ahead. But the executive, the government, the Prime Minister, they have no intention of calling it. And that's why, I'm speaking to angry veterans and their family members every day. Victorian government's taken a position that it should be a Royal Commission. The Victorian RSL, to their credit, under pressure from the rest of the country, have come up publicly, the Secretary and the President, and said there should be a Royal Commission. President, the strongest words I've heard, from an institution like the RSL, where he says, our institutions have let us down. So that's to me, that says everything. So, I'm happy to be proved wrong.
And, of course, Senator Jackie Lambie is also a big rap for a Royal Commission.
Yes.
And you would have thought that the way the numbers are panning out in the Senate at the moment, the government would probably support that. But it's interesting. I'm not sure what their politics are here and what they're actually trying to do with this situation. It's very unclear to me.
Can I acknowledge Senator Lambie on this issue? She has been constant and fantastic.
Yeah, she has.
I want to actually acknowledge, you know, my Labor colleagues, my federal Labor colleagues, who have come out strongly and supported this position, you know, and actually put it, you know, they put it in their platform that they're going to change DBA, which I think, you know, I'm trying to push all political parties, you know, federally, you know, please do it, whether it's the Greens, the Reason Party, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of parties that would happily be prepared to actually put it into their platform for the next election. But, you know, I think, look, if you allow me to be a political commentator for a minute.
Go for it.
I believe they don't want that evidence that I just spoke about coming out. They don't want the public hearing from a well-publicised Royal Commission the way some veterans and their family members have been treated by a broken system. Now, let me be clear. It's not the workers in DVA. It's the system. The workers, it must be horrible for people at the end of the phone to tell a man who lost his arm and a leg overseas in a combat zone that because there's three different acts, that they've got three different acts. It's not one act DVA is governed by, because the vet who lost his arm and a leg in a combat zone can't get assistance to move to a house that is much better for equipped for his disabilities, his acquired disabilities by sending overseas by us. He can't get assistance moving house because he doesn't come under the right act. If he came under one of the other acts, he would have got help. I mean, you can see why it is. Like, I mean, that's depressing for me to talk about. Yeah. Imagine if you were that
shocking
person.
Look, unfortunately, Sean, we've run out of time. It's our intention to get Jackie Lambie on in the next few weeks to talk about
great.
This. I've contacted Darren Chester's office to see if we can get a response. This is an important issue, and I want to thank you. Okay, it's part of your ministerial responsibilities, but I can see there's a real passion for this.
I can hear the passion in your voice.
And that's really important. And so thank you for that. Sorry we've run out of time, but we'll have you back real soon. We might even, never know, we might have you and Jackie on together.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. This is a terrible thing. Can I just put on a positive note, wearing a different hat?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I just acknowledge the work of the Victorian Pride lobby during the last few weeks, particularly in the local government election, and also recent work they've done with local councils has just been fantastic. And, you know, I just can't praise them enough.
Hopefully,
Sean, your timing is perfect.
Yes, because
we're speaking to Nevena Sporovska next. And we're going to talk about that. So thank you for that. That's great recognition.
Great segue too.
Yep. Okay. Great. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Sean. That was Sean Lean, the Minister for Veterans Affairs and Upper House Eastern Region MP Macker.
Yep. Thank you.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.